Hey, Swifties! Welcome to a brand new episode of Swiftie School, where together we walk Clownelia Street covering the latest news and Easter eggs from our fearless leader, Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Reagan Bailey, and it is enchanting to have you here. Now that we're out of the woods, let's get into today's episode.
It's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. I've got boots on the ground on the East Coast, and I'm reporting live from Orlando. Where are my Florida girlies at? Hey, hi, hello. I am so excited to just sit down and clown with you guys because I feel like there is just a lot happening. So much and so little happening at the same time because, as you guys know, we are rounding out Singapore shows, which is kind of, in my eyes, like the first chunk of the return of the Eras Tour for 2023, which is wild that we've already kind of cycled through that. Anywho, I'm getting ahead of myself. I figured for today, we can kind of do a little status update, if you will. We can clown and just chat about where Taylor's at with everything and my predictions for what the month of March has in store for us because, whoa, baby, I feel like Mother has a lot up her sleeve. And I feel like, honestly, ever since the Golden Globes is when she's been kind of giggling in the background with stuff up her sleeve. We're going to get into it. Don't you worry. We are moving and grooving into March. And I feel like it's just so many updates and so little time. On a personal note, like I said, I am currently in Florida right now. And later this week, on Saturday, March 9th, I am hosting my, I guess, first like official meetup. I've done a couple meetups like at the Eras Tour, but this is being hosted at one of my all-time favorite stores. I discovered it at the end of 2023, and when I had posted about it, it literally got like 3 or 4 million views. It went absolutely crazy. It is such a cute boutique. It's called Gas Pappy Store here in Orlando. It's in the Winter Park area, and if you guys are familiar with Florida or Central Florida, I went to Rollins College, which is like walking distance from this store. And this store did not exist when I went to college there. But this store has tons of Taylor Swift inspired small business items. I don't know if you guys remember that license plate cover that I got that says like nothing good starts in a getaway car. Lots of really cute, just like girly, fun, overall happy, good vibe stuff. And I figured while I was in town, I always get asked to do meetups at random places that I'm at. So I figured, hey, let's do a meetup. And then even better, there's actually a Taylor Swift night being hosted here that same night on Saturday, March 9th at one of the local clubs. So I will be attending that as well. So Saturday is going to be a very fun Florida Swifty moment. And I love how like the stars kind of aligned for me to have like a total Taylor Swift moment while I'm here. Speaking of Taylor Swift, not that this podcast isn't all about her, but I was at the airport earlier today and I always carry around friendship bracelets. When I'm at the airport, I always like stuff a couple in my purse. If I don't happen to be wearing any, I don't really wear them every day. I wear like, if you're watching this on Spotify or YouTube, I wear this like little Fearless one quite often from Little Words Project, if you're familiar with that bracelet brand, which I actually had this long before the friendship bracelet thing was a thing. Anywho, I always feel like I see Swifties at the airport, and there was a girl who was, she boarded my flight and then sat a few rows behind me and she was wearing the gray Eras Tour pullover. Anywho, I love whenever I'm able to like put my friendship bracelets to use in the wild, if you will, because I'm like, we spent all this time making them. I literally have beads and string and all of that galore, so I might as well spread the love wherever I can. And it's a fun like icebreaker conversation starter to tell people about the podcast and bombard them with Taylor Swift fun facts in public. So anyways, I will be here for quite a while, I guess like the next full week, and it's just going to be a fun time. I'm going to be sharing what's going on here, which is not much. If you're new or just joining, I am from here, obviously. I don't come here like too often, but I was just here for the holidays, which was like 3 or 4 months ago. So I'm back and just doing a few things while I'm here, and it'll be fun and dandy, and then I'll go back home. So anyways, not much on the personal front. Let's just spin right into Taylor. Like I had mentioned, we are rounding out the Singapore shows. So she's doing 6 nights total. Really interesting call out, you guys. Do you remember, and someone has to tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I just jotted this down really quickly before starting to record because I thought this was really interesting. So we all know how she went live. It's been kind of dicey because obviously like a lot of this has been happening when the majority of us in the United States are asleep. But Taylor Nation went live the other day and then nothing happened, which was really bizarre because they went live and there was like no announcement, which they never, ever, ever do that. But she did play two Reputation songs. But what I thought was even more interesting was she did end up announcing the Black Dog variant or edition, whatever you want to call it, on Singapore Night 2. Now, thinking back to when we got the other variant announcements for the Bolter and the Albatross, we got those on Tokyo Night 1, right? Tokyo Night 1, Australia Night 1, and then Singapore Night 2. And if you look at that pattern, it's 112 again. So 112. Am I crazy? Like, did I just totally make that up? Like, I feel like it's one of those things where you start like looking for numbers. But tell me if I'm wrong about those dates. But I thought that was an interesting call out that it just dawned on me. But anywho, once we finish out these Singapore shows, I feel like I'm curious to see, like, in terms of street style Taylor, if she's going to be out and about or back in the studio. Her and Travis, are they going to go on a vacation? Like, what's the deal? What's happening? Obviously, she has full rights to her privacy, but I do low-key miss her like street style moments. And I'm curious to see if we get more of that kind of during her 2-month break, basically. So then we return on May 9th. Now, obviously, we have a lot to talk about in terms of what's going on, honestly, in the next couple of weeks. I feel like the most obvious is the plot twist that Taylor threw us this week, which I have thoughts. Let's first talk about the fact that this whole Good Morning America thing. A lot of people were perplexed, like, why would Good Morning America be the ones to announce it? Taylor has like a long-standing relationship with Good Morning America and has announced several, plenty of things, honestly, on there. But the whole reason that the like speculation surrounding the Eras Tour documentary came about was Good Morning America on like the TV. If you were going through the cable, you could see that they had put like they were going to be talking about the Eras Tour. They had said the Eras Tour documentary, which that was honestly probably just like some intern's mistake who has no idea the difference between like they probably have never seen Taylor Swift's show or whatever it is. And I think that was probably just an honest mistake. Still interesting nonetheless. But anyways, what we ended up getting from that is that they pushed up the date and positioned it kind of as like, we're going to have a watch party together. I think it's very intentional and interesting. And I have a couple of thoughts surrounding this. And I saw someone else talking about this online earlier. But essentially, my thoughts and what seems most natural, and then I have some evidence to back this up, is she pushed the date forward one day. So now it's on 3/14, right? She's saying like, let's all meet up and watch it, you know, and have a great time. She had said at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, we know from Taylor's past, I mean, the fact that Taylor's based on East Coast time, living in New York, she almost always references things in EST. If you guys aren't from the US, like, she always references stuff like it's going to drop at midnight. And we know that that means like midnight Eastern. And then if you're on the West Coast, it's going to be 9 p.m. So the fact that it's like even earlier is a little bizarre. I guess they were assuming like we want people to be able to see it. But the fact that she didn't say it was going to be airing at 9 p.m. Eastern, and she said specifically in her Instagram caption, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, number one, is she saying 6 p.m. because she's referring to the number 6, which we know Reputation is the 6th studio album? Is this tying to her holding up the number 2? Meaning this is like the 2, the double drop thing. If you guys saw me talk about this the other day, I do think that she has a couple of meanings that are coming from holding up the number 2, whether it's double album, double drop, fortnight, meaning 2 weeks, mental health from like the Black Dog Institute that I had talked about on Instagram Reels. I think that we're going to keep seeing this too, and she's going to torment us with it. I also think Post Malone had maybe done it. I think I saw a clip or a picture of him doing it, whether it was intentional or not. I'm curious to see what this pans out to mean. And like the really like scary and wild part about all this like clowning and Easter eggs is that sometimes we really never know if we end up getting things right. Really, the only thing we ever get confirmation on is like if we clown about the correct dates. But my thoughts, which I didn't even get to, my thought is by her pushing this up, it has to mean that right at the conclusion of the 3 hours and 30 minutes would basically be leading us to 3:15 or midnight. And would she potentially then drop Reputation Stadium Tour on Disney Plus? That seems the most plausible. Option number 2 would be at the end or the conclusion of the Eras Tour movie, she would then announce Reputation TV. What I think is interesting about 3:15 specifically that we've seemed to kind of glaze or gloss over is she has pointed us to 3:15 quite a few times. The one that I'm thinking about most obviously is her necklace from the Grammys when she dressed in the white Schiaparelli dress with the gloves, very Jessica Rabbit, with that clock necklace that she wore when she had technically the clock is set to midnight, but because the clock was rotated and she was wearing it as a necklace, it technically, if you were looking at it straight on, was 3:15. And that is very interesting. The watch band is also black. And I'm like, okay, interesting. I saw a few people on TikTok then say, what else has she pointed to in terms of 3:15? The other one is in the Bejeweled music video. She sits on a clock at one point, and the clock has the hands exactly how they were on the clock on her necklace, which was at 3:15. There's a few others that I saw that were interesting. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But if you do go back, there are quite a few call-outs to 3:15. I'm just unsure if it would be a drop of Reputation, if it was Reputation. Would it be a drop of the album? Like, it drop everything now, no explanation, just Reputation? Or would it be an announcement, and then we would actually get Reputation following Tortured Poets Department? My thought as to her dropping it, and I apologize if you guys are over the clowning of Reputation, I'm sorry. I truly do think that she will release Reputation before the end of the year. I think she will be done with all of this re-recording and move on to different projects before the end of 2024. Or she will lead into that with 2025. I am like very confident about that. So I do think it's coming. I do think it'll happen. But I'm just puzzled about timeline-wise where that would put us. I know we've seen speculation online from quote-unquote inside sources that in the winter time is when she has stuff planned for debut. So it would seem a little crunched, in my opinion, for her to do like a Reputation drop. I think the thing I find most puzzling about the double drop theory is, why would she make such a big deal about putting Reputation Stadium Tour on Disney Plus? You know, like, why would she go through this whole scheme of doing Holding Up Twos, even playing, you could argue, her doing mashups? She's playing two songs, mashing them up, sometimes three, I guess, but that's pointing technically to another two. I just find it puzzling that, like, the whole lead up would just be to re-release Rep Stadium Tour, which, yes, of course, it sucked when it came off Netflix, but we've been perfectly well fed ever since, you know? So I don't know. That leaves me puzzled. I would love to hear if you guys want to submit any Easter eggs or theories or thoughts, definitely before, obviously, next week is going to be our last chance to clown before we come around to 3:15. I also was thinking, perhaps if you join my Patreon, which is patreon.com/swiftyschool, if you end up joining that, I'm thinking maybe we could do some sort of like live screening situation, or maybe not live streaming, but maybe we could have like a chat going. I don't know. I want to do something regarding the Eras Tour film being dropped over in Patreon, so make sure to join so you can clown with me about that. Transitioning to kind of looking ahead following the release of Tortured Poets Department, I know we've kind of talked about the fact of like, is it actually going to be included in the tour and all of that. I did see a like confirmation that allegedly someone from like the inside of Travis's team had said he will be joining her for the European leg, which I think is wildly thrilling. And if she's been cranking up the heat as much as she has with these last few shows, I can only imagine what it's going to be like when Travis is actually in attendance. I know he went to like one in Australia, but whoa, baby. Going back to her going live with the two Reputation songs, if someone could clue me into that, I'm curious if you have thoughts. One thing I saw, I share his videos frequently. I really like his like straightforward delivery. His name is Alex. Over on TikTok, he did say something interesting about the trailer for the Eras Tour film and how the most recent trailer that we just got, how it actually, it focuses so much on Reputation throughout the whole thing. But something that one of his followers had called out was the trailer actually dropped while she was in the middle of her rep set performing in Singapore. When the post for the trailer was posted, she was playing Ready For It, which is from Reputation, the sixth studio album that has 15 songs on it. It's also the 15th song played on the Eras Tour. So I was like, okay, there's a lot of things pointing to 15. I don't know if there's necessarily a 3 tied to that. It was during Singapore Night 3, right? Singapore Night 3, and she was playing the 15th song. So maybe that was 3:15. And so it leads to Reputation and then begs the question of, would it be Stadium Tour or album? I don't know. I'm going down a rabbit hole, but that's where my brain's at in terms of everything. And I'm just like trying to wrap my head around what exactly her game plan would be moving forward from there. Anywho, the mashups are still going strong. Talking about the four additional surprise songs, I was confused because I was talking with you guys in the broadcast channel about these four additional surprise songs that got added. We obviously know that Maroon will be one of them because that's pretty much confirmed at the end of the trailer. But what I was unclear about is, are these going to be the same four additional songs that we got when it was released for us to purchase? Or are these four additional songs on top of that? Or four songs? I was just confused in general. I had asked you guys what songs you think those are going to be, and you guys all agreed Maroon, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and You're On Your Own Kid, and then the fourth one was kind of all over the place. But anywho, I don't know. That's where I'm at in terms of clowning about the film and my thoughts there. Do I think she will do a documentary style Eras Tour behind the scenes moment? She would be wild not to. I mean, talking from a marketing perspective, if you're just joining, I did go to business school. I have a degree in PR and communications and business management. I mean, purely from a business standpoint, removing like our love for her and fandom aside, if you see something working, you want to continue capitalizing on it. Who wouldn't want to? And the fact that this has literally been a cultural shift and the whole world is captivated, what better way to continue the conversation and continue capitalizing off that success than to peel back the layers even further? And with Taylor, the thing that she does so interestingly is she says so little but does so much. And I think a behind-the-scenes documentary would really be a great way to round out this really, I don't want to call it dehumanizing, but she has become so untouchable through the success of the Eras Tour. She's also really became like a robot in a lot of sense. Like she does the same show, she performs her set. She's on a plane. She has a routine. She's in New York. She's in the studio. She's churning things out. And then she's also trying to keep us entertained. And so I feel like in order to kind of break that cycle, what a perfect way to like end the tour by making her seem human and more relatable again. Because as relatable as we all know she is by through her lyrics and through just being herself and a great role model, I think the world could use a little bit of like a reset. Or even if that's not her focus, because let's be real, she's at a point where she doesn't need to capture like a new audience, but she has by default of being this successful throughout this tour. I think those people are probably looking to learn more about her, and what a great way to keep them engaged by kind of showing the process of all of this and the behind the scenes. If not, if that doesn't actually happen, maybe it's years from now that we would get more behind the scenes of the Eras Tour. I am still hoping and praying and living and breathing and dying for the memoir that this woman will inevitably release at the end of her life. Because, whoa, I have so many things I would love to learn about the behind the scenes. Now, before we get into Swiftie submissions, I want to talk about the variants. I wanted to ask you guys a question, so definitely send in a message. You guys can always email me as well at swiftieschoolpod@gmail.com. You can send me a message on Instagram, but I'll be honest with you guys, like my Instagram DMs are a mess. It's terrible. That's a story for another day. Anywho, the variant question that I had is, we know that we have Bolter, Albatross, Black Dog. Is the fourth one just like the OG Tortured Poets Department, or are we calling that one the manuscript? I know that that was like the bonus song associated with it, but I wasn't sure if that's what we're actually calling that variant. Or is it like the Torture Poets Department was the first one, and then these are the other three make up the four variants? I was very confused by that. So if anybody has clarification, I know Manuscript was a bonus song, but I didn't know if that was the actual name of that variant. Going back to that 112 Day Theory that I had mentioned earlier, I talked about this on Instagram, but I absolutely gobsmacked by this. And this is why I'm perplexed. And I guess maybe this will tie out nicely, kind of my thoughts from earlier. I had mentioned that when we were talking about the Black Dog in one of my recent Instagram reels, kind of reacting to the release of the Black Dog variant, I had mentioned that there is a Black Dog pub. Of course there is, in London. I'm sure Joe went to it, or she went to it, or whatever it is. Probably ties back to their relationship somehow, or it's like on the street he lives, whatever. The address is 112. And so revisiting that 112 day theory, which if you need a recap on that, you can absolutely head to my blog. You can also just Google Reagan Bailey 112 day theory. I don't even think you have to put Reagan Bailey. You could just put 112 day theory explained and my blog post will pop up. But if we were to revisit the 112, and if she still is pointing us towards that, the next cycle for 112 days would point us to Friday, June 7th. I believe, let me pull up and confirm that while I'm talking to you, that she has a show in London that day, which, hello, that would be perfect. So if, going back to what I was saying earlier, and then I will be done clowning about this stupid date, if something were to happen on 3/15, Perhaps it would be just an announcement. And then on June 7th, let's see here, June 7th, she is in Edinburgh, in the United Kingdom. Edinburgh. How do you say that? Edinburgh? Oh, no. Someone correct me. She will be in the UK on June 7th with Paramore. So I think that's what I'm landing with. That's where I'm landing. I'm going to say it would be some sort of announcement 315. Release would be June 7th, I think. And that still aligns with my original theory, which you can find over on my Swiftie School Instagram, where I talk about why I think she would be pointing towards June for Reputation. And pearls are the month of June. That's the birthstone for June. And pearls are all throughout the Karma music video. I would know that as a Gemini. Anyways, before we get into Swiftie submissions, I want to welcome, I had mentioned my Patreon earlier, and I want to circle back to that. We have our second ever clown call happening on March 25th at 5 p.m., and I absolutely cannot wait. We had our first one last month, and essentially the clown call, it is reserved for the top tier or Swiftie tier members of my Patreon, patreon.com/SwiftieSchool, and it's a one-hour clown call that we get on once a month. And we essentially just talk about all the Taylor things. I have like trivia that we play, games. I'll give you guys a sneak peek. I'm planning a really fun Jeopardy Taylor edition. So many fun things coming up on these clown calls. But the next one, I wanted to welcome anybody who's new. Anybody can sign up for this. You get freebies as a part of this. You get a bonus episode of the podcast every month. Obviously, access to all the discussion boards and stuff that we have on there. So I wanted to give you guys that date ahead of time, March 25th, Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And with that, we have a bunch of new Patreon members, and I wanted to welcome a few on today's episode. So we've got Jessica, Amanda, Brianna, Jessica again, and Kathy and Jaden. Thank you guys so much for joining. I'm so happy that you guys have joined the junior or senior class. And with that, let's go ahead and end out this episode with some Swiftie submissions. Now, the first one is from Hannah S., and I thought this was hilarious. It's not Taylor related, but I thought it was a funny one, and I maybe haven't told you guys this. Hannah said, I've asked a few times, but you mentioned in one of your last Q&A episodes that you met Justin Bieber. How did that happen? I love your podcast. Thanks. Hannah, this is such a funny question. I remember it crystal clear because I love Justin Bieber. I don't love any artist as much as I love Taylor, but I am obsessed with Justin Bieber. I still love him, even though people are like, he's different. I agree, he's different, but whatever. Anywho, I was fresh to LA. I had lived here maybe for like a year at that point. And this was, 7 years ago. I was doing a hike. It was a Monday morning at 9 a.m., which was unusual for me because I wasn't busy. I think I didn't have work or something. Anywho, it was 9 a.m. It was Monday, and I parked my car. And I remember when I was parking my car, it was parallel parking, and there was only like 6 spots to parallel park. And it was on the side of this hiking trail, so it was like dirt. And it was kind of difficult to park my car. The spot was really small, and there was this white G-Wagon in front of me, one of those like really expensive, big, boxy cars. And they were also parallel parking, but they were leaving me no room. Like, they made it so difficult for me to park. And I remember being like, ugh, annoying G-Wagon, whatever. I end up talking to my mom on the phone as I'm finishing parking, and I get out of my car. And you know when you're talking on the phone, you're kind of distracted. Like, I was half paying attention to what I was doing, half not. So I wasn't like super aware of my surroundings. And I'm kind of just like pacing around this dirt area by where I parked my car. And I'm really not paying attention. Like, I kind of just like drawing like little pictures in the sand with my feet. I'm like busy, distracted on the phone. Someone bumps into my shoulder, like very aggressively. And I whip my head around because I was like, hello, like, excuse me. And I see on the back of their neck, like the angel wing tattoo. And then it just hits me. And I look back at the car, I look back at him, and he's like, oh, hey, sorry. And just like keeps going. And it was Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, literally, we had a moment. Brushed shoulders. This was also like pre-Hailey Bieber. I think it was like right before they got together. So I really missed my chance there. Sorry, Matt. I love Justin Bieber. And the reason I realized like a couple minutes later what was happening was the paparazzi were kind of like following him, and he was trying to get a head start on his jog. And I think I was just dawdling and he bumped into me. It wasn't like a really hard hit or anything. But anywho, that's the story of how I didn't really meet Justin Bieber, but we touched on accident. Anywho, the next is from Anonymous, and they said, I have a theory for Rep TV. First of all, it could be announced or released on the 13th of September. The first reason why is the date of the 2009 Grammys when Kanye interrupted her. Another reason is because it is 13th, her lucky number. Lastly, it is also a Friday, which is usually when she releases a new album. But it could also be sometime in 2025 because that's the year of the snake. Maybe New Year's Day, question mark. That's interesting. I have not heard anyone talk about the fact that 2025 is the year of the snake. And I like how that ties into New Year's Day. And maybe those rumors online talking about debut having a big moment in winter, maybe in fact it's Reputation. I don't know. I also, this is the last thing I'll say about Reputation because I don't want you guys to get mad unless you're fine with it. I know some people are like, I'm sick of Reputation. I would agree that I am sick of Reputation theories. I'm sick of like the wildly unhinged ones. Like Taylor wears, you know, a black purse and people are like, it's Reputation. And I'm like, okay, let's rein it in. Anyways, last thing I'll say is, what if this is another red herring? And what the two really is the double album for Tortured Poets Department. I think the department aspect of Tortured Poets Department is what I'm really stuck on, because I'm like, the department has a lot of projects. They're working on a lot of things. In an office setting, a department, they play a lot of roles. They don't just laser focus in on one thing. They're always thinking ahead to the next. So will the department continue after this era? Like, will it go? I don't know. I have thoughts on the department aspect of the Tortured Poets Department. The last Swifty submission for today is from Mads B, and she said, it's about TTPD. I hate that she keeps adding songs after the Grammys. I already bought mine when she first announced it, and I was really mad when she dropped the other variants. I think she's literally doing it for the money. People also need to stop being like, Reputation ? Every 13 minutes. Okay, thanks. Love the podcast. Mads, I hear you. I see you. I feel you. I'm with you on the Reputation every 13 minutes. I know that I just spent like a whole episode talking about Reputation. I'm looking at it as like the grand scheme of Taylor Swift's discography and where her mind is at and how it makes sense from a marketing perspective. But I hear you. I am, and as you guys know, I'm not a big Reputation girly to begin with. I'm mostly in it for the Reputation Vault tracks because I think those will be really good. But I'm curious to know your guys' thoughts. I had opened this up for conversation in my Patreon about the kind of negative discourse going on. The people really seem to be super heated, and I feel like Taylor Nation has had to even be like very definitive about the fact that like, this is the final variant. Like, everyone calm down. They also did kind of joke about it after the fact that like, she's not slowing down. They put something in her stories that was interesting. They put something like, pre-order the variant right here, but then it like had a little joke under it that was like, but don't worry, she's not slowing down, or something like that. It was kind of weird in Taylor Nation's Instagram stories the other day. I, like I said earlier, if something works, why fix it if it's not broken? She knows her fans love options. She knows her fans love collecting her merchandise. And while I agree it is frustrating to not have all of the variants at once or in one place, I don't think this is that uncommon. I think a lot of artists do this. And yes, you could argue it's for the money. I mean, of course, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. But I do have one quick thought that just popped in my head. What about the Target exclusive edition? She always does an exclusive Target edition. And that would technically be a fifth variant, wouldn't it? I guess you could argue she could just do like a regular, it could be the original Tortured Poets Department cover, and then it could just have like something on, maybe it would be like a red vinyl or something exclusive for Target with a bonus track. But Target almost always gets a bonus track on their own exclusive variant. So I don't know. Those are the thoughts that I'll leave you with today. Obviously, lots of speculation. And going back to 315 really quickly, that is when my bonus episode will drop for my Swifty School Patreon members. So if you are interested in any additional content, make sure to join my Patreon there. And I've gotten a couple of questions recently about sponsorships or advertising space on the podcast. If you feel that that's something of interest to you, or you think that it would be a great fit for my very female-centered Swifty audience, I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email at swiftyschoolpod@gmail.com. Or shoot me a message, or you can also email my personal email, which is hello@reaganbailey.com. I am curious to hear from you guys. I want to know where you're at. I'm excited to clown with you guys over the next couple of weeks. And I think that I just have a bunch of question marks. If I could paint a picture for you guys who are just listening in your car or at home, I just have question marks. That's all I have. I'm at a loss. And I don't want to say anything too definitive, because the second that we get too sure about anything, that's when she drops a major curveball on us. So anywho, I'm wishing you guys a wonderful rest of your week. As always, thank you so much for joining. The next episode is going to be episode 31, which basically is episode 13 backwards. And I have a fun one in store for you. Thank you guys so much for joining. Don't forget to leave a rate or review if you have the time. Share this podcast with a friend, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I know all too well how busy life can be, and I am so grateful that you chose to stay. Now, just know this is me trying, and I would greatly appreciate if you took a minute to leave a review or maybe share this episode with a fellow Swiftie. Make sure you join my broadcast channel on Instagram for more Swiftivities. And long story short, this love is real, and I'm beyond grateful for your support. See you next time.